I'll hand over to Graham now, the first of our series. Thank you, Graham.
We've been watching races and such like, and rather than just watch, I think we need to participate. So who wants to be in a race? If you want to be in a race, come out the front. Come on, anybody? Yay, come on, line up here. Line up here. Rich is going to watch from the back. He's going to... Anybody else? Come on. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. You can all join in. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Okay. Is that it? One, two, three, four of us. That's all that wants to be in the race, is it? No more? Okay, then. Are you watching, Rich? He's going to see who looks good and who gets to the back. Okay? Come on, Gracie. Come on, join in. Go on, join in. That's it. There's room for everybody in this race. Yeah. Okay, so I'll go ready, steady, go. And it's to the back. I haven't done it yet. Ready, steady, go! Oh, there! Oh. Hey! So, very close.
We almost needed
a
finish.
Yeah. Right. Well, come, you two come again. Just the two. Well, you can join in as well if you want, but we'll just have those two again. Ready? One, two. Whoa. We had a spectator in the way. Ready, steady, go. Okay, you come back here then, please. Thank you. Thank you for everybody for taking part. Right, now you just wait there a minute because I've got some bits to help you run the race here. If you just put that on your back. That's it. Okay. And then just wait there. Won't be a minute. Just put these in your back a minute.
I'm still
wondering. How does that feel?
Did
that say? But wait a minute, I'm finished.
Oh my God.
How's that feel?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, just a second. Oh, I've lost. Oh, there it is. This will help. This will really help. Put that on your head.
Please don't have to race anyone.
Yeah, just put it there like that. That's it. You're fine now. Now, you ready?
Yeah.
Ready, steady, go. And he still made it, but come back down to the front. Was it easier that time or not?
Kind of.
What would help you to run the race better?
Without this.
Without that?
And I keep this, yes.
And take this off as well?
No, it's too heavy.
Too heavy. You run better when you've got nothing. And if we had some trainers, we could put those on. You've got your shorts. You've got this off now so you can see where you're running to. So ready, steady, go! Much easier to run like that. Thank you very much. So we've just enacted out, really, our reading for today. So we're going to read it together. And there it is. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let's run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer, perfecter of faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So like we've been saying, for the next 4 weeks, we're going to look at that verse in the way of looking at it as running the race and who we run, how we run it, where we run it, looking at the prize at the end. And this morning we're just going to look at how we set off, how we train, how we get going. To be in the race at the Olympics, I don't know if you know, but you have to run a certain time, or you have to throw a certain distance, or you have to jump a certain length, otherwise you're not allowed in. So you have to achieve that before you get into the being able to be your name entered into the race. It's the same with our race, with God, our race of faith. We need to be born again to have our name entered into the book of life, to run the race. We can't do it on our own. We can't get the qualifying time. We just fail. But Jesus has done it for us. And if we turn, repent, say sorry, and learn to run after him, where he qualifies us. He is our qualification. Jesus does what we can't do so that we can be with him. So that's why, to qualify, we need to know Jesus. And then we're in the race. But how should we run in the race? Well, we should run to win. Paul tells us in Corinthians, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run so that you get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that won't last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I run with purpose. I buffet my body. I put myself into training so that I can gain the prize." So we run to win, to be the best for God. But to be the best for God means that you put God first, and then others, and then yourself is last. We learn to die to ourselves so that we can run in God's race. It's to put others first, to think of others before ourselves, to help them, to love them as God loves them, not to judge them, not to judge ourselves against them, but to put on the love of God, so that we used to look at each other and we used to judge each other, we used to mark ourselves against one another, we used to put some people down because of what they look like, but we don't look at people like that anymore. Paul tells us that we used to even look at Jesus like that, but now we've received him and we've received a message of reconciliation, and that we're to hold out the word of life to all men. So it's rather than judging each other and trying to be first in the race, to paraphrase Jesus, to win the race, you've got to learn how to lose it in the world's eyes. Those values don't matter anymore. Alan told us last week, and it was great what he was saying, about to go up in God's kingdom, you first learn to go down. You learn to die to self, to put others first. That's how we run the race. Yes, it's about winning, but winning in God's way is completely different to what we think of winning. And God sees all in public and in private. God judges us and walks with us and helps us and strengthens us and enables us to win the race with him. But we need to, really train. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus, who for the sake of the joy endured the cross, didn't he? He would go through everything to do what God wanted and to redeem us. And that's the way we are to run. God's first in everything. We put all those weights on the back of the backpack so that it's hard to run when you've got loads of weights on. It's hard to run when the sin that so easily surrounds us. That doesn't mean your one and only terrible sin that you can't get rid of. It's not on about that. If you've got problems, then you need to get that out into the light and talk and pray about it with people. What it's talking more about here, it was two sort of things. First of all, we're in a fallen world. And all those values that we've just been saying that we've got to learn to be different to, they so easily wrap around us and we so easily take them on. So easy to say judge people or to It's just so easy to trip yourself up with those sorts of things. It's so easy to do, to lie, isn't it? Or, you know, the little things that you think don't matter. And God just says, learn to let go, put them down, run without them. It might be just stuff that we do as a pastime, and it's higher and means more to us in life than following God. Lay it aside. Put it down. Run the race. Sometimes even running the race and the way we do it can become an entanglement. I was thinking about this just earlier. At the end, when they run the race and they win, they often get the flag nowadays, don't they? And they run around with the flag. And you think, well, that's all right, because they've, you know, it's finished. But if they were trying to run the race with the flag, splat. It just entangled them. And sometimes we can be a little bit pleased with ourselves in our race. And we can be a little bit performing. Lay it down. Learn to run the race with just Jesus in the front. Keep our eyes on Jesus. How do we do that? Well, first of all, read about him. Read the Gospels. Meditate on them. Think about what Jesus did and said and what he wanted us to do. Think upon and meditate on the parables and the stories he told and the way that he lived his life. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Somebody once said something, I can't remember the quote now, but praying isn't really about me changing God, but God changing me, or me learning God's ways. Spend time with Jesus. Not just Sundays, maybe Wednesdays, and the odd time I manage to. Try to set aside time to be with Jesus. Fixing your eyes, learning from him on how to run the race. That's all I've got to say, really. It's just a different race. Yes, we're in it to win it, but the way we win it is by completely different standards and values than what we would naturally have. And the way that we learn about those is by spending time with Jesus in the Word, in prayer. And remember, we don't run this race all on our own. We run with each other to look out for each other and to let others look out for us. Hebrews 3, verse 13. Sorry, should have looked this up. Encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Help each other, encourage each other in the race. Help each other along in the race. And the way to win the race is to want others to beat you in the race. Look out for one another as God looks out for us. We're going to carry on with this theme throughout the next few weeks, and then the prize. So we're going to, you know, delve in a bit more. And these two verses up here, they're not that long. And we're going to try and learn them so that we can memorize them. And we'll see at the end of the weeks who can actually quote Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. So you need to learn it, read it, find the Bible, and find the Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. And try to memorize it.